The weather remains quiet across the Northeast. We will have one more tranquil day tomorrow, and then the weather pattern will turn very active for the end of the week. There is the potential for a winter storm on Thursday as a nor'easter comes up into the Northeast. And then on Friday, there's the threat for some additional light snow as a disturbance will come in from the west. For now, though, we're looking at generally dry conditions. We've had just a couple of flurries around the area this afternoon coming out of some lake-enhanced clouds. Otherwise, we've had a good deal of sunshine through the day, though it has been another cold day across the region. Highs today have been in the teens and 20s, and the breeze has been a bit gusty at times, making it feel a few degrees cooler. Cold weather goes on into tonight. Temperatures will drop into the single digits and teens below zero under a mainly clear sky and light wind. High pressure will crest directly overhead tomorrow morning, so it will be a cold start and a cold finish. We'll have a good deal of sunshine through the day, but that sunshine will do little to help temperatures. I'm expecting highs to be mainly in the teens and 20s once again tomorrow afternoon. High pressure will move off to the east tomorrow night into Thursday, and that will open the door for a coastal storm that will lift into the northeast. So there's the threat for snow and possibly a wintry mix developing on Thursday. The most likely area will be in areas to the south and east of the capital region. The exact track of the storm is still to be determined, and of course the exact track of the storm will determine who sees snow and who doesn't, and also the amounts of mixing that will occur with the system. So it's something that we will monitor over the next couple of days. But odds are pretty good that our southern and eastern areas will get into this winter storm, and there's the potential, if the storm track is a bit farther west, that the entire area will be impacted by this nor'easter Thursday night into Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 16 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 16 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Thursday, becoming cloudy, with a chance of snow, especially in southern and eastern areas, highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and on Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers or light snow, with highs mainly in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.